tough on a trajectory that continues until you either retire or die, and, unlike your work Christmas party, Janet from procurement won't swap your chicken for her halloumi skewers. You're stuck with it. At 16, your reasons for wanting to pursue a career in medicine are generally along the lines of, my mum or dad's a doctor, I quite like Holby City, or I want to cure cancer. Reasons 1 and 2 are ludicrous, and reason 3 would be perfectly fine, if a little earnest, were it not for the fact that's what research scientists do, not doctors. Besides, holding anyone to their word at that age seems a bit unfair, on a par with declaring the I want to be an astronaut painting you did age 5 a legally binding document. Personally, I don't remember medicine ever being an active career decision, more just the default setting for my life, the marimba ringtone, the stock photo of a mountain range as your computer background. I grew up in a Jewish family, although they were mostly in it for the food, went to the kind of school that's essentially a sausage factory designed to churn out medics, lawyers and cabinet members, and my dad was a doctor. It was written on the walls. Because medical schools are oversubscribed tenfold, all candidates must be interviewed, with only those who perform best under a grilling being awarded a place. It's assumed all applicants are on course for straight A's at A-level, so universities base their decisions on non-academic criteria. This, of course, makes sense. A doctor must be psychologically fit for the job, able to make decisions under a terrifying amount of pressure, able to